When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
The Bill Russell MVP trophy.
Of course, the finals MVP trophy, as you just said, is named after Bill Russell, who has been with us every year for the finals, but of course couldn't be in the bubble this year, but I know is watching at home. And I have a feeling that this finals MVP is going to have a trophy named after him one day. The finals MVP is LeBron James.
When you become a Laker, you've got to do it with them as well. Well, you have done it, LeBron. What does it mean to you?
It means a lot. That means a lot to represent this franchise. Genie, I told Genie when I came here that I was going to put this franchise back in a position where it belongs. Her late great father did it for so many years, and she just, you know, took it on after that. And for me to be a part of such a historical franchise is it's an unbelievable feeling, not only for myself, but for my teammates, for the organization, for the coaches, for the trainers, everybody that's here. We just want our respect. Rob wants his respect. Coach Vogel wants his respect. Our organization wants their respect. Laker Nation wants their respect. And I want my damn respect, too.
All right, everybody. Welcome to the Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson, and that audio is courtesy of the National Basketball Association, the NBA, along with Walt Disney Company, ABC Sports, and ESPN. That was the last game back in October in Game 6 of the 2020 NBA Finals between the Los Angeles Lakers and the Miami Heat. LeBron James winning the Finals MVP. They got their respect, and they're going to continue to get their respect in this upcoming NBA season. And someone that knows the NBA very well is Venora Lewis. She is the host of the V Report, NFL Digest, and also the co-host of the Huddle Up on the MTMB Sports Podcast Network. And she's also the head of NBA content and also a sports writer and correspondent for the Ambush Sports Network and a writer for Beyond Women's Sports. We're going to preview the 2020 NBA Christmas Day games. Let's welcome her back to the program, Venora Lewis. Hello, V. How's everything?
Hi, Ed. I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Once again, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be with us on the program. So, you know, Christmas Day is always a special day, and definitely it's been special for the NBA for quite some time, and we're going to preview the 2020 NBA Christmas Day games. Let's start off with the New Orleans Pelicans going up against the defending Eastern Conference champion, Miami Heat. First of all, Miami had a solid 2019-2020 season. I mean, they were very dominant in the postseason, played in the NBA Finals with losing six games to the Los Angeles Lakers. So the Heat, they've got a lot to play for in this upcoming 2020-21 season. And on Christmas Day, they're going to go up against the New Orleans Pelicans. Zion Williamson is entering year two. Lonzo Ball is back. They expect a great season out of him. J.J. Redick and company is going to be great. So just give me your thoughts on this Christmas Day showdown between the Pelicans and the Heat.
I think the Pelicans and Heat are going to definitely kick off the exact vibe we need for Christmas for basketball. Right now, Zion is looking very good, especially during preseason, he's looking good. Brandon Ingram and him have been really meshing well. Lonzo's playing well. And there's nothing but good coming. Just like Tyler Hero had a fantastic preseason game. So did Bam Bio. Yep, that's the name, right? both had a very great preseason game. So I'm having very good vibes about that being our first game. And it seems like both teams are doing pretty well. I like it. I like what I see. I think it's a great way to start the season off. Well, not the season off, but start our Christmas Day off. But two very strong teams. The Pelicans have definitely improved from last year, for sure.
They've indeed improved from last year, Venora. Again, Drew Holiday was traded in the offseason to the Milwaukee Bucks, but the Pelicans are expected to really to take that next step again, as we talked about earlier with Zion coming into year two, Lonzo Ball, mm-hmm. Of course, Brandon Ingram got the big contract in the offseason. J.J. Redick is the veteran of the team. He's still showing up and showing out. Miami's expected to come on strong this year. They're actually expected to possibly repeat in the East because Jimmy Butler's back, Goran Dragic is healthy. You've got, because you mentioned Tyler Hero, is good. We can't forget about Duncan Robinson. He showed up big during this past postseason. Of course, Bam Adebayo got his contract extension, so it's definitely going to be a good one, as you said, to start off the Christmas Day lineup between the Pelicans and the Heat. Let's move along now to a game that's going to have strong significance. The Golden State Warriors going up against the Milwaukee Bucks. Golden State, the hopes are high for Golden State in this 2020-2021 campaign. Klay Thompson, for the second year in a row, will miss the season due to a torn ACL. But Steph Curry's coming back. So Steph is coming back. Draymond Green is going to be back. Also, we're going to get our first look on Christmas Day to see James Wiseman. So Golden State, no Clay, but they still have Steph. There's Dre. There's also a James Wiseman who's a rookie. And they're going up against the Milwaukee Bucks. Giannis Antetokounmpo. Giannis got paid. And then some. Got the Supermax. He's going to be around in Milwaukee for the next 5 years. Drew Holiday comes to Milwaukee in the trade from New Orleans. Also, you've got Chris Middleton. They've locked him down. Brooke Lopez has been locked down for the Bucks as well. So, Warriors and Bucks, give me your take on this one.
Still want to, like, prepare about this very Clay Thompson. I heard that he's the surgery went really well. He's expecting a full recovery, which is already really great. They're thinking that he might be able to get back in maybe towards the end of the season. Let's see, God willing. But I'm excited about this game as well. I'm trying to lean more towards the Bucks because, yeah, the Warriors got a lot, you know, got some stuff moving. Can't wait to see James Wiseman play because I want to see how he's definitely incorporated into, like, the Warriors, like, system. So I want to see how that goes. But I feel like Giannis is sick and tired of all these narratives that he can't lead his team. So, especially after catching the contract he got, I can't wait to see the Bucks play. I can't wait to see him in particular play. So I'm really into that game. I'm definitely going Bucks, though, because, yeah, Steph Curry's back, and that shot is still wet, but I think Giannis got it.
All right, so indeed it's going to be an exciting game between the Warriors and the Bucks, and, of course, the new money man, Giannis, all eyes are definitely going to be on him. All right, the next game that we have is going to be a good one in the Eastern Conference between the Brooklyn Nets going up against the Boston Celtics. The anticipation is extremely high for the Brooklyn Nets. We get our first look at Kevin Durant since in over a year. So we've got Kevin Durant. Of course, we've got Mr. Kyrie Irving, who is, there's never a dull moment with him. And you've also got DeAndre Jordan in on the Brooklyn squad as well. Of course, Spencer Dinwiddie returns, as well as Joe Harris, who got a big contract extension during the offseason. So a lot of hype with Brooklyn, particularly with KD and Kyrie, and they're going up against the Boston Celtics. Some changes went down with Boston during the offseason. Gordon Hayward is no longer with the team. Kimball Walker is a member of the team. They signed Tristan Thompson. Jaylen Brown got rewarded with a big – I'm sorry, Jason Tatum got rewarded with a big contract, and also Jaylen Brown is back as well. So, and, of course, Kimball Walker is on board. So Boston has no Gordon Hayward, but – this Brooklyn and Boston game is really going to be exciting. It's going to be interesting. Give me your take on this one.
I think a lot of pressure is going to be on the Nets because you have arguably two of the best players out right now. And even though Kyrie's antics are crazy, but he's still one of the fastest people you've ever seen. So it's just like, I'm excited about this game. This game I might be more excited about. I think it's funny that you did mention that that the Heat might hit the Eastern Conference because I don't know about this because you have the Nets. They're supposed to be really good. Well, I've seen so far, KD's looking good on the court. Not the same KD as before. You know, still picking it back up. All those preseasons and not working that hard. But I like what I see of KD right now. And as you know, I'm going to say the Celtics was good, too, even though, yes, they did lose some players. But Jason Tatum's still doing his thing. Jaylen Brown's still doing his thing, especially what I saw when they played against Philly. So I still see that there's hope still. So there's a lot of hope there now, a little bit, a lot. So I can see that the Celtics are going to have a really, really tough game against the Nets. But I don't think the Nets are going to just blow them out. All that's going to happen. I think it's going to be that game will come down for sure.
Indeed, I feel something happening as well. I think that game's going to come down to a wire for sure. So it's going to be a good one between Brooklyn and Boston. The next one is going to be the present meeting the future. The Dallas Mavericks going up against the Los Angeles Lakers. Of course, the Lakers are the defending champions. LeBron James is secure for the next several years with Los Angeles. Anthony Davis got the big contract extension. And Montrezl Harrell goes from the Clippers to the Lakers. So the Lakers lost some key people. Danny Green was traded. Rajon Rondo has gone to Atlanta. But L.A. still has LeBron and AD. And they're going to attempt to try to beat the Dallas Mavericks on Christmas Day. Dallas has quite possibly the future of the league with Luka Doncic, and also they got some great quality players with Tim Hardaway Jr. and also Trey Burke and Willie Cauley-Stein. Give me your thoughts on Mavericks and Lakers.
I feel like the NBA knew exactly what they were doing by making this the 8 p.m. game, because this is the game after everyone's eaten their dinner, they're sitting down and watching this. Everybody's tuning in to the Lakers versus the Mavericks. Like you said, this is like our leading champions versus our future. So this is going to be a dope game. And LeBron, like you said, you played in your clip at the beginning of the show, he wants the respect, and I know he's ready to do it. And like you said, when it comes to the Lakers, they don't care about what you did last year. They care about what you're doing right now. They are, what have you done for me lately? And it's right now, they're ready to see what's going to happen. But the Mavericks, man, the Mavericks are fire. They're good. So this is the game everybody should tune into. You missed the first two. Missed the first three. Sorry to have to happen, but this is the game. Turn the channel and make sure you're watching. And I like what I see with the Mavericks. And again, I'm not a Dallas person at all. But I like what I see. I like what they give us. Like you said, all of their players are fantastic. They're young, they're quick, they're powerful, and they do want their respect. They want to be up in the playoffs. And I always felt that from the few preseason years. So I was like, y'all, it's preseason. It's not serious yet, but they gave you that serious energy. So I'm excited for this game. And I can't wait to see how LeBron, AD, leads this new team they have here after a few of their people, quote-unquote, pieces of it that people like left, or were taken away. So that's this game I'm excited about.
Indeed, it's going to be a good game on the Christmas night between the Mavericks and the Lakers, and then the final game of the NBA Christmas Day schedule. I think this game is going to be the show stealer between the Los Angeles Clippers and the Denver Nuggets. The Clippers, Kawhi Leonard is coming back, and Paul George, he got a contract extension. He got the Supermax, so Kawhi and Paul are going to be together for at least the next 5 years or so. Serge Ibaka signed with the Clippers during the offseason. Patrick Beverley is back, Fenders in the league, and Marcus Morris is on the team, and then Lemon Pepper Lou Williams is back as well. He's going to be playing well, and also there's a new head coach. Doc Rivers was fired. He's in Philadelphia, so Tyronn Lue is the new head coach of the L.A. Clippers, and they're going to go up against a team that was sensational during the postseason. I think they're a year, maybe 2 years away from playing in the NBA Finals. This is the Denver Nuggets, Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic. I mean, these two were phenomenal, and I think they're going to be great on Christmas Day and in this upcoming season. They're also with the likes of Gary Harris is coming back. Also, Paul Millsap is coming back as well as Michael Porter Jr. And, of course, you got Bol Bol in the mix. So I think this is going to be the show steal on the Christmas schedule. Give me your thoughts on Clippers Nuggets.
I mean, it's interesting that it'll be a show stealer. I thought this was a perfect way to end our Christmas Day of basketball. Like, we have our, you know, our 8 o'clock game, our fire game, then we have this extremely competitive game that just close out today, because the Clippers, they are competitive. They want to be the team in the West. However, you gotta deal with the Lakers, and that's their own different thing. But they are fighting for that. But the Nuggets, if you asked me this question like 4 years ago, I'd be like, What? Nuggets? I don't care about the Nuggets game, but now I actually do. The Nuggets, all, like you said, throughout the entire season last year, they show us what they're about. They're young. They're fantastic. I do think they are 2 years, at least 2 years away from being in the NBA Finals for sure. That team is gold right there. And I have nothing to say, but Nikola Jokic. I think his name. Jokic. I can't wait
Jokic.
To see him play. Jokic. Uh-huh. Thank you. I can't wait to see how he plays, because I am slowly becoming a fan to the point I want to buy a jersey. So he is just phenomenal on the court. And home knows how to command it and take over. So I want to see him against Kawhi. I want to see how Paul George I think he's finally woken back up, because I don't know what happened during the playoffs, but that can never happen again. So we want to see how Paul George interacts this year with Kawhi. So they are, when they're on fire. But when they're not, it's just it's a mess. So I really can't wait to see this game as well. It's a great way to end your Christmas Day, everybody.
Oh, most definitely. You're right about that. So that's the Los Angeles Clippers going up against the Denver Nuggets and concluding the Christmas schedule of the NBA. All right, Venora, great job as always. And I got to ask you before we wrap it up, the NBA bubble was a success during the latter half of the 2019-2020 NBA season. The NBA season will return to teams playing in their respective cities. Are you for it? Or are you against it, and why?
I'm against it because the bubble showed us how they need to all be in the same area, because how easily this virus spreads. It's just going to be it's like football all over again. Like you watching this football season, there's so many players that got sick, and so many teams had push games like even Wednesday night football. Because of the virus. So I'm a little nervous about these teams playing in their home arenas, which I know they probably want to because they want to get back to their regular lives, but at the same time, it's just so easily you can catch it. And then that you catch it and you go to practice, now your whole team's exposed. Now you have to push that game out, and the game's getting pushed and pushed and pushed. We see it in college football right now. We see it in NFL, and we even see it in college basketball. These games are getting pushed because of how quickly this virus spreads. So I thought the bubble was done so well that we should implement it just this year, because while the vaccines are going out, yes, the basketball players are not the first people to get it. So it's like they're not on top of the list of we got to get them vaccinated. More like we got to get our healthcare providers vaccinated first and our leaders vaccinated. So it's like it puts them in a very hard place, but hopefully I hope the NBA – holds a very strict policy with COVID, like the NFL is trying to, because at the end, the NBA gave us a great example of what to do. So that's why, like, to go back on it, it kind of was like you just like undid all your good stuff for just go back to normal life. I'm not a fan of it, but I totally get why people want to be home and be with their families, be with their friends. But still, it's gonna be rough. Hopefully things go back, start easily, slowly going back to normal, so that they can everybody can stay safe and stay healthy.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. When I heard them, they were going to be going back to their respective cities, I was like, oh, this is I don't think this is the right time to do it. I was like you. I think the bubble situation was perfect for the NBA. Again, they were able to get really a grip on the problem. They were able more so to get a grip on the players. Now we've heard the James Harden situation with the being at little baby's birthday party, and you know there's some questions about that, and then that's going to be a ripple effect. It's like, oh, if he's going to a party, I'm going to a party in the middle of a pandemic. But I think they just really had a stronghold, and they really got that situation together in the bubble. But like you said, we'll just have to wait and see, and you know, pray and hope for the best that this thing will go out, will work smoothly this year. All right. Supermax contracts. Anthony Davis signed his. Giannis recently signed his. Paul George got his contract as well. Just kind of give me your thoughts on those guys signing their Supermax.
No shade. I think that Anthony Davis and Giannis deserve theirs. I don't know about Paul George. Paul George really let everybody down this playoff. And I was just really not for that. I did not understand what happened to Paul. I don't know what was going on. Of course, it's his livelihood. Happy you got your money. But still, I didn't think he kind of deserved it compared to the other two. Anthony Davis, you deserve, bro. You deserve your contract. Live your best life. So, Giannis, those two, they are leaders. They did what they're supposed to do. Paul George, I don't know where he was. So, I don't know about that. No shade.
All right, yeah, okay. Well, so now, you know, I want to give you a little trivia for a moment. Who has won the most, which NBA team has won the most Christmas Day games?
Oh. Huh. Let me think. I know it's not the Knicks.
You're close.
Lakers?
You got it, the Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, God.
And who's number two?
Who's number two?
Yes.
Huh. Let me think. You put me on the spot. I am not to be a first aid, but let me think. All right, give me a hint. Yeah, give me a hint for playing trivia.
You mentioned the team not too long ago.
Oh, okay. All right. Let's think. Because what about the Bucks?
No, you're really loyal to them.
Oh, the Knicks. What?
There you go. They're number two.
Hey.
Yep. The Los Angeles Lakers have won 23 games on Christmas Day, and then the New York Knicks are number two. They've won 22 games. And then the Philadelphia 76ers, the Sacramento Kings, they both tied with 18.
You got me right there. You got me. I was like, All right.
Now I'm gonna give you this. Which two NBA teams have never played on Christmas Day?
Any hint?
All right. A NBA Hall of Famer owns the team, and this former team used to play in Canada.
The Hornets.
That's one.
And they used to play in Canada. Not, so Toronto Raptors still play in Canada.
Right.
Oh, gosh. You're having me really look bad on your show right now, Ed.
Okay, I'll give you another hint. The team plays in one of the biggest cities in the South. And they're famous for a popular street.
The Grizzlies?
You got it.
All right.
The Charlotte Hornets and the Memphis Grizzlies are the only two NBA teams they have never played on Christmas Day. Now, one last trivia question. Which NBA team has not won a game on Christmas Day? They remain winless on Christmas Day.
I don't know where you get these questions.
I'll give you a hint. You named the team earlier.
The Bucks?
No. I'll give you another hint.
Okay.
A popular rapper is a huge supporter of them.
Toronto Raptors.
There you go. The Raptors are the only NBA team that's winless on Christmas Day. They're 0-2.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Never knew that.
Uh-huh. There you go. All right, now, quickly, before I let you go, Venora, I know that in the NFL, big markets and small markets don't really make much of a difference, but I know in the NBA, even with the Knicks, who haven't had winning records in a long time, a lot of players will still like to play in New York and in Miami and in Los Angeles and things of that nature. But recently, Giannis signed his Supermax contract. So I wanted to know, do you think market size still matters in the NBA, or do you think it's just based upon whoever is winning, the players will go and be like, you know what, I'll play in Milwaukee, or I'll play in Cleveland, or so on and so forth?
I do think overall market does matter, but the people want to play with certain people. So that's what I would say to answer that question. Like if LeBron is, let's say he's on the Nuggets, people are going to want to play for the Nuggets because LeBron's there. However, people are always going to want to play in New York. They're always going to play in Miami, L.A. Those are the places where it's everybody watching. You can become a star in that area, not only in the league, but in that area. And then you'll become – a lot of these young men, especially the younger men, they like that ambiance you get from just your name. So – Overall, everyone cares mostly about who's on your team. I know a lot of superstars will not go, especially for my Knicks. They will not go to New York because they won't play for who owns the Knicks. But up-and-coming players and, like, young rookies, they want to go where they can. Their heroes are at, pretty much. They want to play with LeBron. They want to play with KD. They want to play with Kyrie. But at the end of the day, it's very important about the location because that does give them that power they want that they saw growing up. Like, I want to be the Knicks, let's say Kyrie Irving. I want to be the Knicks. I want to be, you know, Toronto's new Kawhi Leonard. I want to be like. I think it's more like it's the area plus who's on the team.
All right, so yeah, it's always interesting. I've noticed that for such a long time that market size has and still does matter in the NBA. I know in the NFL it doesn't really matter much. I think teams, you know, for the most part, will flock to Green Bay or Kansas City and markets like that. But I've always just noticed that. But again, great job as always, Venora. And then again, just tell everybody what you do because I know you're busy on the MTMB Sports Podcast Network with the V Report, also NFL Digest, and the Huddle Up. Just tell everybody about those shows.
On the Huddle Up, I go up against sometimes 6, sometimes 12 different sports-minded people, and we debate. It's like I would look at it as kind of like your YouTube Sports Center, where you get to hear about baseball, you get to hear about basketball, you get to hear about football, you get to hear about. We might even start adding hockey and soccer to it because you get to hear about all these different things and get your sports updates and news. Even MMA fighting and boxing as well. So all that stuff is we cover all of that. I specifically cover mostly football. That's usually my thing. I stay with football, but we have different experts for each thing. The V Report, I provide you guys a great week. Breakdown of what's going on in the sports world in general. I mostly focus on football and basketball because of my expertise, and I will give you guys a little bit of MLB updates and things like that as well. And on the NFL Digest, that's my show just so I can talk specifically about 16. I took a game of the week, and I have a deep dive in each game that happened on a week-to-week basis. So that's what I do for those three avenues of where I actually speak. And then you guys know I'm a writer as well.
Absolutely. And then just tell everybody what you do as a writer for the Ambush Sports Network and also for Beyond Women's Sports.
So Beyond Women's Sports, I cover the New York Liberty. They're a WNBA team in New York. That's the team I follow and I cover them. And Ambush, I cover all the stuff that's going on in basketball in general, also in the NBA.
All right, awesome to hear. And again, you heard it from her, that Venora Lewis. She is the host of the V Report, also NFL Digest, and co-host of the Huddle Up on the MTMB Sports Podcast Network. And she's also a writer for the Ambush Sports Network and Beyond Women's Sports. So, Venora, where can they find you on social media? And if you have a website, let them know that as well.
Okay. You guys can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Nora, N-O-R-A, underscore Natish, N-A-T-I-S-H. And on Facebook, you can just find me under my name, Venora Lewis, and that's where all my social media handles at.
All right. Well, you heard it from her. She's Venora Lewis. Has been busy and is going to be continue to be busy because we're in the thick of things in the NFL season and NBA season is right here. So, Venora, thank you so much once again. If ever you want to come back on, feel free to let us know.
Thank you so much, and happy holidays to you.
And same here. Thank you once again. And that's going to do it for another exciting edition of The Robinson Show. I'm your host, Ed Robinson. And remember, put God first in everything you do. And you can't go wrong. Until next time, stick to the script. I'm out. And we're going to leave you now with LeBron letting people know that, yeah, they want their respect and then some. Till next time. So long, everybody.
present the 2020 Bill Russell MVP Trophy.
Of course, the finals MVP trophy, as you just said, is named after Bill Russell, who has been with us every year for the finals, but of course couldn't be in the bubble this year, but I know is watching at home. And I have a feeling that this finals MVP is going to have a trophy named after him one day. The finals MVP is LeBron James.
When you become a Laker, you've got to do it with them as well. Well, you have done it, LeBron. What does it mean to you?
It means a lot. It means a lot to represent this franchise. I told Jeannie when I came here that I was going to put this franchise back in a position where it belongs. Her late great father did it for so many years, and she just, you know, took it on after that. And for me to be a part of such a historical franchise is it's an unbelievable feeling. Not only for myself, but for my teammates, for the organization, for the coaches, for the trainers, everybody that's here. We just want our respect. Rob wants his respect. Coach Vogel wants his respect. Our organization wants their respect. Laker Nation wants their respect. And I want my damn respect, too.
There's said it could be some kind of food allergy.
My muscles ached. I was tired all the time.
It happened like that, a full-blown asthma attack. It was scary.
The unsettling thing about some symptoms is
a fever, headaches. I have these red, itchy welts.
You don't always know what's causing them.
It was Lyme disease from a tick bite.
I had West Nile virus from a mosquito.
A reaction triggered by cockroach allergens.
Bed bugs.
Threats to your health can come from the most unexpected places. Mosquitoes can transmit West Nile virus and also Zika virus. Ticks can carry Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. And allergens from cockroaches can trigger asthma attacks, leading to respiratory distress. Don't wait until you or someone you love is suffering with unexplained symptoms. Get the facts you need to protect your family. Visit pestworld.org.
When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is... what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details. When the weather outside is frightful, the Hyundai Santa Fe is, what's the word? Delightful. Because it's got available H-Track all-wheel drive to make being out together better. Enter for your chance to win the newly redesigned Santa Fe, packed with all the jingle bells and whistles you need to go dashing through the snow together. To enter, visit Amazon.com/Hyundai or scan the QR code on specially marked red and green Amazon boxes. No purchase necessary. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.